Okay, today's shir is Daf Ches. We are three words from the last three words on Zayin Amud Beis. We've been discussing the concept of the din of Ula, who said, Kevan the Ishtari, that once something becomes mutter for one prohibition, so it becomes mutter for multiple. So the one says that's not really comparable to our case, like the very end, three words, midomi de ula. Is it really the same thing, right? Is it the same case? On the top of Ches, Tenach, well, it's fine according to the following case. Hecha de nosa meis va'achakach nosa chai. So this works out again, if the brother, the meis, who passed away, he's the one who first married one of the sisters. So that's a yavam to his brother's wife, right? And then afterwards, the brother who's alive married her sister. Right, so what's going to be in that case? That's going to make his brother's wife also to him for two reasons now, because now she's also achos isha, right? Demigo, that since to ishtere iser eishes ach, since she's mutter for him als eishes ach, ishtri nami iser achos isha. So then also she should be mutter to him for what? For marrying his wife's sister. Ella, but in the opposite case, let's say it was the verse. Nosa chai v'achakach nosa meis. So first the living brother married his wife, and then after that happened, then the brother who passed away married the sister. So then iser achos isha caught him. That iser of what achos isha kicks in first, right? So she's already osir to him as his wife's sister. So even now, I'm going to say that the second lav, right, of the brother's wife, right, that first one should still be chal, right? She still should be awesome, alts the fact that she's his wife's sister. Safilu nasa meis nami. Even the case where the meis, the dead brother, got married first, teinach hecha de nasa meisu meis. That only works out in a case where he married the woman and then died, and afterwards, the other brother, bachach nasa chai, and then afterward, the brother who's alive, married that brother's wife's sister, the chazile de bene, right? Because she's you know, there was a period of time where she could be get married to him, right? What is that period of time? From when the moment that his brother had died until he married that brother's wife's sister, right? So you could say, okay, in this case, that second lav shouldn't kick in. Elenosa meis velo meis. What the case where he married first and didn't die? The achakach nosachai, and then afterwards, during the brother who passed away, but during his lifetime, right, he got married, the dead brother's sister. Lo ischaz yalei klal. She was never allowed to get married to him because there was no time when she was mutter to him. So mila moide ula sheimra keri b'leil shmini she'ei machnis in yada b'honos. Wouldn't Ula, who said this whole rule of Kevin Ishtri, wouldn't he be masking? Wouldn't he be in case if the Mitzora saw Keri on the night of the 8th, right? Not on the 8th day, but the previous night beforehand, that he can't bring his hands, his behonas, his thumb, right, in order to have the dam and the shem put on to get to his tahara process? Shlo yotze b'shah shehi ru'i lahavi b'korban, because there never was a moment when he was able to bring the korban, because if you think about it, you can't bring a korban till the daytime. So since there never was a moment when he'd be able to go into the Azara, because he was Tomei, so then you can't make this rule over here of Kevin Ishtri, because you have to have at least some Shas Kosher, some time when it could be done. So El wants to say like this, Ki Itzdrich Aleha, when we need this Pasuk Aleha, again, we're still going back to Gimel Amud Beis, trying to figure out what to do with this Drosha of Aleha, Heche de Nosa Meis, Umeis, Ve'achakach Nosa Chai. So it has to be a case where, as well, there was the brother who passed away. He first got married and then he died. And after that happened, then the living brother marries the sister of his dead brother's wife, right? In that case, the brother's wife was actually mutter to him for a certain period of time. So, right, so that you use the rule came into ishtri. So therefore, that's why you have to come along and say, Aleha, that Aleha is going to teach me that the second wife is still going to be osir to him because this is achos isha, his wife's sister. Okay, so if you want, we can still make a hekesh from this drasha of Rabbi Yonah. So the Amr Rabbi Yonah says like this: Ve'itim Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua Amr Kra Ki kol asher yase mikol hatevos ha'ela v'nichrasa. Right? Anybody's going to do any of these tevevos, right? It says an iser karis. So what do you see from this? Hukshu kol harayas kula on the eishas ach. We make a hekesh for every single case of the arayas to eishas ach. And ma eishas ach sharia. Just like the eishas ach is what? Allowed mutter to be married. That's the yibum. Ach kol harayas nami sharia. So that's who you would have thought that everyone, all the arayas should be mutter. So in order not to learn like that, kosav rachmona aleha. The pasuk says aleha, and that's going to exclude all of it except for Aishas. No, for Achos Isha, for his wife's sister. Right, okay, got it straight. If he was going to say, maybe we could learn the exact opposite. Amalei Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina. Michli, let's see as follows. Kol arayas ikla akushin hu le'eshes ach ve'ikla akushinu le'achos isha. We could make a hekesh to two things. We could either do, on the one hand, we could do it to the achos isha or eshes ach. So which way are we going to do it? So my chaz is the akshat le'achos isha. What did you see that made you want to compare it to the wife's sister? Makshinan le'eshes ach. We can go the opposite way. If we make the hekesh to the eshes ach, so that's mutter. In other words, it would come out according to this. If you make the hekesh that not only is eshes ach, you're allowed to marry your brother's sister, you could marry all women. Everyone would be mutter for this. Even achos isha would be allowed. So two answers as to why we're not going to make the hekesh this way. Number one, Ibai Zaim, if you want, I'm going to tell you like this. The kula v'chumra, l'chumra makshinan. When we have two options, one, we could be makil, or we could go l'chumra. I mean, makil, we allowed everybody we allow the what's it called, the achos isha, or we go l'chumra, and we could only allow the one limited case of eishes ach, so that's how we're going to do it. We're going to go l'chumra, we're not going to go l'kula. V'ibai Zaim, I could tell you a different one. Here we have two Yisurim. What do we have? We have it's your brother's wife and it's your wife's sister. And over there, we also have, in the case of all other women, they're Arayas, you have two Yisurim on that. Trey mitre yalfinan. So from two to two, we'll learn it out. Avahacha chada isura. But in our case right here, the case of Yibum, that's the only one. So there's only one. Eishes ach. So in that case, trey mechada lo yalfinan. We're not going to learn out two isurim from a case that only involves one. Okay, now we come to a different drasha. Rava. Rava is going to say the whole thing is different than we've been saying up till now. So let's go slow. Rav Amar Erva Lo Tzricha Kra. Really, you don't need a pasuk to tell me about Erva. It's self understood. De ein ase doichelos ase sheish bokaris. Because as we've been saying a lot of times, you can't have an ase be doichelos ase that's so strong that has an iser karis on it. Siki itzricha. So then, Taka, what do I need the pasuk for? Lemeser tzora. The tzora was the co-wife. Right, so the co-wife, the rival wife, that's not also to the yavam as an erva. That's what aleha is coming to teach me. So more than a second, is that really true? The erva lo tzricha kra. You don't need a pasuk to tell me the erva, right? Hatanya, we learned in a brisa. Ein li Elohim. All I have is this one case that she's one who's who's exempt from the yibum. Right? How do you know that the tzara? Right, so you see from this case that the erva does need a pasuk. So no, the Gemara says mishum tzorasa. It's talking about her co-wife. Meaning the Bryce doesn't say that the halacha, excuse me, the women who you can't have relations with, that it's learned out from here. The case is only mentioned as a hechitimsa to come to introduce the case of a tzara. Hakatani, one second. We learned in the Bryce ain li elahein. All I have these sisters. They're the ones who are exempt from the Yibum. So again, that's mashma that the pasuk would apply to everybody. So when it says, nope, mishum tsaro sehen. This is also just because of their co-wives, the tsaros. So we don't have a proof from here whatsoever. Okay, so the Gemara is going to try to bring a different brisa that's going to go against Rava. Tashma. Okay. This is Rabbi Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says like this: V'lakach v'lakacha v'yibeim v'yibma. Right. So what does it say? It doesn't say lakach to take. It says take her. So it means it has to take this specific woman, right, and not someone else who is going to be osur him. And then it says by yibum, it says take with her, right, yavma. So what does that mean? What do you learn from the brises? It says asor in order to osur tsaros va'arayos, that the tsaros, the co-wives, and the arayos are women who it's osur to have relations with. Okay, so you see that even regards to other women, it's osur, but you need a special limud to learn that out. So A, we have to change this out. Lesor tsaros shel arayos. No, it means the tsaros of, the co-wives of the women who are arayos, who are osur, but not the women themselves, right? Okay, so then we're going to ask, Vaha trey kroy kanosivle. You have two proofs from the puzzle, right? It's a lakha the yibma, right? So my lav chad the erva v'chad the tzora, right? Isn't it going to be a case where that each one of these limudim was could teach one for her, the erva case, and one for the tzora? No, not necessarily. Lo edi v'edi litzora. Both these limudim are talking about the tzora, and you need both, right? For the following reason. Chad lemesar tzor b'makom mitzvah. One tells me that the tzora is in a place where it's the mitzvah of yibum, right? V'chad lemishrei tzora shalom b'makom mitzvah. And the other case is to me, matir, you're allowed to marry the tzora in a case where there is no mitzvah. Meaning, if you had this lady, let's say she's a tzora of one of the relatives, if there was no erva involved, he's allowed to marry her when her husband passes away, right? The only iser of a tzara is in a case where yibum applies, right? Your brother's wife or something like that. But if it's a stam woman, so then the tzara is not osir. So my taima, what's the reason behind this? The yibem the yibma, right? It doesn't say the yibem, it says the yibma with her, right? B'makom yibum hud asir tzara. In the place where you're doing the mitzvah of yibum, that's where the tzara becomes osir. However, shelo b'makom yibum, if you're not doing the mitzvah of yibum, since shari tzara, the co-wife is mutter, he's allowed to get married to her. Okay, so Gemara says, Om Ravashi, mas nisa nami daika. You could also be medayik. You could bring a raya from Rava, from our Mishnah, Diketani. It says, Chamesh Esrei Noshim Poitros Tzoroseim. There are 15 women who exempt their co-wives, right? The Ilu, but Peturos Upotros, that they're exempt and they exempt others, Lo Ketani. It doesn't teach it that way, right? So what does this, you know, imply? That these women who are Pater, right, are they themselves or also you don't need it. This again, Rabbi's whole din is that you don't need a pasuk for the erva, right? It's not a chiddush. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't have to speak that out, right? The chiddush is that they're gonna make the tzaros potter, right? So Gemara likes this shema mino. Yeah, it's good. It's a good raya that Rava's din, Rava's statement is in fact correct. Okay, so Gemara asks, umayshna erva delotri chakra. What do you have to tell me that you don't need a pasuk for erva, right? They ain't ase doy chelosa says sheish bokaris, right? It must be because the ase is not going to override the losa say that has an iser koris on it. So it's tsaranami loti boy cross. So the tsar also shouldn't need a pasuk to teach me that. Mishum de ain't ase doy chelosa says sheish bokaris, right? If this whole din is telling me that the tzara of the sister is also just like the wife's sister herself, right? Let me pull up that pasuk for 1 second. Yudches, easy way to remember, 18:18, right? The isha el achosa lo sikach, okay. Litzror, that tells me that the tzora is going to be osur. Legalis ervasa aleha tells me only in the case of the yibun bichayeha while she's alive. Okay, so it says like this: Omer le Rav Acha Barbevi Marla Ravina. Hochi kaminan mishmei drav. This is the way we said over in the name of Rava. Tzor nami lo itzrich kro. Yeah, a tzor also doesn't necessarily need a pasuk, because just like the erva itself, right? Since if you had a relationship with her, that's also a chi of kares. So you wouldn't think, right, that the assay of Yibum is going to be doichelet ki itzrich kro. When taka do in fact do we need this pasuk? Now in Amud Beis lemishrei tzara shlob mokam mitzvah. To allow to marry the tzara, the co-wife, in a case where there is no mitzvah of yibum. My timer, what's the reason? How do you learn this out? So omakro aleha. It says with her. Bimokom aleha huda asiri. In a case where it's with her, right? When a case where the brother is going to have relations with her, that's where what? Where the tzara is osir. Shlo bimokom aleha, but in a case where there's no obligation for her brother-in-law to have relations with her, right? So then well, the tzara is sharia, is in fact going to be permitted. It's helpful to have the pesuk in front, but in Kiseitze, Perika Chafhe, Pasuk He, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdav, Umeis Achad Mehem, Ben Einlo, Lo Siye Eishes Ameis, Lechachutzal Ishzar Yavama, Yavola, Vilakacha, that tells us that the Tsar is going to be Osir, Lo the Isha Veyibma, that's only going to be in a case of when there is the yibum. So you have the yibum case. So then the erva, we're not going to say ain ois doicha, but neither of the litzor is going to teach me that the tzar is also going to be osir. But in a case where there's no yibum, so the erva is still osir. But the aleha teaches me that the co-wife is going to be allowed. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Amr le Rami Bar Chama l'Rava, Eima erva gufe shlob moka mitzvah tishtere. So maybe this aleh is talking a case where yibum applies, right? But maybe like this. Maybe it's going on the whole pasuk, right? Ishki el achosa lo sikach litzvor. Litzvor tells me that the tzor is also legalis ervasa aleha. Right? We thought that's only in the case of Yibum, maybe it's going on the whole thing, Bechayeha. Right? So then the Gemara will come out like this. Let's go weiter. Vilav Kavachomer. Okay, can't you learn this out? It's a Kavachomer. B'makom mitzvah esire. Right? In the case where where you're doing it for the mitzvah of Yibum, it's also Shalom b'makom mitzvah sharia. Right? But if the people are going to be up, they're also in a case where there is a mitzvah, so what, they're going to be, that's when it's also, but it's when it's mutter, when there's not a mitzvah? So Amar Lei, so Rechaim is back to Rava, Tzara Tochiach. No, there's no Rai over here, because like, the case of Tzara will prove that the Kav Chomer is no good. B'makom mitzvah, Asira, when in case where you're doing the mitzvah, she's osir. Shlomo mitzvah sharia, but when there's no mitzvah yibum, then the tzara is mortar. So Amr Leis, he said back to him, Alech Amr Kra, right? With your taino, what the pasuk says, Bechayeho, right? No, in her lifetime. In her lifetime, so what does that mean? Kol Shebechayeho. All cases during the lifetime of the sister, she's osir, even when there is the mitzvah doesn't apply. Someone says, one second, right? That again, that's the last word of the pasuk, right? Bechayeha, that her entire life, even when there's no yibum. Someone says, really? That's what you learn out there? Hi bechayeha, mi boy lay the meute lachar misa. The case is telling us that you would think that no, not that her entire life is done, but only when it's after misa. So no, that hahi me isha el achosa nafka. That's learned out from the beginning of the pasuk. Again, yud ches. Ve isha el achosa. That's going to tell me that she is permitted after the death. Lo sikach litzror. The tzor tells me that the tzor is osur. Legalos ervasa aleha. Aleha tells me only in the case of a yibum. And bechayeha tells me that no, her entire life she's osur, even when it's not in the case of yibum. Okay, I mi veisha achosa havamina. If you would learn that from there, so I would say like this: nizgarsha sharia. That if she got divorced, right? Then she would be mutter to get married to her. So Tam Alomer, no, bechayeha. When her lifetime, kol shebechayeha, afagad is garsha lo. And tells me, even in a case where she is divorced, the sister is not, in fact, is not going to be allowed to be married to him. So now, again, you got to hold cup on all this. Isha Elachosa tells me that she's permitted after the death. Lo sikach litzror, tells me the co-wife, the erva, is still osir. Regalus dervosa aleha, Allah tells me only in case of yibum. And we thought the whole thing was going to be her entire life. No, she's still osir bechaya, even after they are divorced. Okay. Ella, Omer Rav Huna bar Tachlifa, Mishmei Derava, Trey Kroy Ksivi. We have two separate psukim, and we really have two separate issues that are mentioned in the same pasuk. How? Let's break this down. Kos of Isha El Achosa Losikach Litzvor. And it's one of those, you shouldn't take a woman to be like a rival Litzvor, right? So that tells me that two Tzoros are going to be Osir. Okay, Ksiv, it says legalus ervosa, to reveal her nakedness. That's singular, right? Ervosa. So what does that mean? Dechada mashma. That's only one of them, and not both of them. So haketsa. So how do you work out the steer between these two things? So it says like this: b'makom mitzvah, in a case where you're doing the mitzvah of yibum, shtehen asuros, both. Her, the erva, and the tsar are going to be osir. Shelo b'malka mitzvah, in the case there's no mitzvah of yibum, so then he asura, the tsara samuteres. Shashi, the erva itself, is osir, but the tsara is allowed to get married. Okay, so that's what the Gemara wants to assume at this point. Right? So again, how we break this down? We have to, it's the same possible, but we'll go slowly like this. Ve'isha elachosa, that's going to tell me that she's going to be what? The erva and the tsar are osir. Losikach litzror. The Torah tells me that the tsar is osir. Legalus ervasa. Ervasa is her and not her tsar, her co-wife. Aleha only in the case of ibum. And bechayeha tells me that it's only osir after they are divorced. So it comes out from the front on the case of the tsara. So from Yibum, Litzor tells me she can't get married. But Aleha would tell me that in a case where there is no Yibum, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, then in fact, she would what? Be allowed. So one says, one second, Epachana. I could flip it. I could say the exact opposite. Bimalka mitzvah hi asura, v'tzoros muteres. Right? In a case where there's the mitzvah of Yibum, so she's going to be osir, and her tzor is going to be allowed to be married. Shelo bimalka mitzvah, in a case where there's no mitzvah, shtehen asuros. Right? They should both be osir. So according to that, it would come out for the erva would be osir both where there is the mitzvah of yibum and the case where there is no mitzvah of yibum. But the tsara, according to this, would only be osir where there's yibum, and she would be muteres in the case where there is no mitzvah of yibum. So im kain. So one second. If that's true, that really you want to do this limud lo yoimar aleha. The pasuk doesn't have to say aleha, right? Because that was the whole word we've been darshing back in Gimel Amud Beis that tells me that there's an iser on the tzora that only applies in the case where there's the mitzvah of yibun. So amar le'Ravashi le'Rav Kahana, mimai dehai aleha li'isura. How do you know that this is coming to tell me that aleha is going to make it a bit osir? Maybe a different limud. Dilma lehetera. Maybe really it's coming to say that she's mutter. V'hachik omer rachman. This is how you have to learn up the pasuk in the Torah. Isha elachoisa lo sikach litzor. You can't take a woman, a sister, to be the co-wife. Lohi v'lo tzoros. Not her, nor the tzora. Shaloba mokom aleha. When does that apply? That's only when there is no aleha, meaning there's no mitzvah of the brother-in-law to have relations. Ava malkum aleha, but in a case where he does have mitzvah, shtehen mutaros. So now in this, they would be allowed, meaning aleha would teach me that both the erva and the tzara would be allowed in a malkum mitzvah for the yibum. And if it's not a malkum mitzvah, there's no yibum taking place, then both the erva and the tsara would in fact be osir. Seim kain, Rav Kahana says back to Rav Ashi, legalus erva, right, to reveal her erva. It's only me talking about one woman, right? Because it was her singular. So what's, how are you going to come up with this case now? Because we just linked the two. Again, just according to this, go slow and hold cup. That according to this, they're both mutter or they're both osir. Both the erva and the tsar are going to be mutter from the word aleha in the case of yibum. And if it's not a yibum case, then they're both going to be osir. So how could you ever have that? See, even malka mitzvah, if you're doing a mitzvah, shtehin mutaris, vishlob malka mitzvah, shtehin asuros, right? So therefore, it can't be like this. So we have to go back to what we said originally, that the tsara is only going to be asur in a case where there is the mitzvah of yibum. Okay, I know it's a lot, but trying to go slow one step at a time. Okay, now from Gufa, the more is going to go back to what we discussed earlier about what is Rebbe going to learn from Aleha. Okay, so it says like this. Rebbe Omer, v'lakach ulakacha. Right, when Rebbe said, it doesn't say that lakach, he takes her, I mean, has relations, but take her, right? V'yibim, it doesn't say v'yibmo. It says you should have yibum with her. So what do we learn from it? La'asir tsaros v'arayas. Tsaros k'siva hocha? One second. Is tsaros being written here? V'oid? And another question, right? Meaning, well, let's explain what that means. Like, what's the connection between this pasuk and the topic of tsaros, right? It's not even talking about that over here. V'oid, the second question, tsaros militzor nafka. We learn out from a different place that the prohibition of marrying a co-wife is litzror, right? But not from here. Someone says like this. The answer is litzror. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi learns out a different drasha from the word litzror, like Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, he holds that the exemption of two sisters doing yibum, that applies not only when the yavam is married to one of the sisters, but also in the case if you had two sisters who would come to him for yibum, who were married to two of his brothers. So in that case, the Yibum itself is considered to make them tsaros to each other. So tsara hachiksiv? Is tsara really written here? No, hachikum, this is how you explain it. Im kain lemakra vilakach. Right? The pasuk would have said, if it was talking about the, take her as a wife, my vilakacha, take her. It's that her is a miyad. It's coming to limit in the case of one and not two. Kol hecha de ika tre lukuchin, in the case where there were two possible women that he could have relations with, right? I mean, he could marry one out of these two women. So iboy nasiv haiv, iboy nasiv haiv. If he wants, he could marry this one. If he wants, he can marry the other one. So shari, in that case, it's going to be mutter. V'ilo, but he doesn't have a choice. Meaning one of them is going to be an erva to him, tarvaihu asirin. Then both of them are going to be osir, even the tsara. So that's what he learns out from the vilakacha, the yibmo, right? That he should have yibum with her. So what he's learning out from that, b'malkam yibum hu da asire tsara. In the case where we were saying before, where there's a mitzvah of yibum, that's when the tsara is osir to him. Shalom b'malkam yibum, but there's no mitzvah of yibum. Shari tsara, he's allowed to marry the co-wife. Okay, v'rabbonin hai lekocha ma'avile. So the rabbonin who don't make this drasha, what do they learn out from this pasuk? Some more answers. Miboile lichrebi Yosi bar Chanina. What's that? The Amr of Yosi bar Chanina v'lekocha. What does he learn out from this? Right, this is marriage. Meaning she's his wife from that moment and onward. Melamed shemegarsha beget umachzira. That if he wants to divorce her afterwards, so there has to be a get. He can't do chalitza anymore. They're totally married. That's what he learns from the first drasha. V'yibma, and from Yibma he learns al korcha that can be done against her will. Normally, by kiddushin, you can't do that. You know, if a woman has no idea or doesn't want or anything like that, so you have to have ratzon. That's one of the distinctions between kiddushin and yibum. Yibum already could be even done al korcha. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Okay, now it goes like back and forth. If that's what the Rabbanim learned from it, so the Gemara asks, well, Rebbe, where's Rebbe? These are like the Aleph Beis of Yevamos. It can be done. Once again, he does this, she's fully married to him, and he can't do chalitz anymore. He has to give a get, and can be done even against her will. So Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, le'isha nafka. He learns out that the word is isha. Would mean that she's for all purposes like any other wife, like it's regular status, and just like a regular wife, you have to give a get. So too over here by the even, you have to give a get. A korcha, and where does he learn that from? Out me yavama lo aleha yavaleha. Sorry, I read that wrong. Right, the brother in law will have relations with her. Right, so nafka. He learns it out from here that could be done even without her rotzen, against her will. Okay. Part of the challenge of Yevamos is to be able to hold cup with all the back and forths. But Mirtz Hashem, we'll stop here for this year, and then we'll pick it up with Rabbi Hayaleha, my Avilei. We'll pick it up with there next time.